This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A legal fight in Colorado is at the U.S. Supreme Court today. A website designer says she doesn't want to create wedding sites for same-sex couples. Colorado officials say that violates the state's public accommodations law. CPR's Allison Sherry says the law bans businesses from discriminating against customers based on sexual orientation, their race, and other protected classes.
At issue will be whether she can convince the High Court that she is a creative enterprise and she deserves an exclusion on that public accommodations law for things that she creates.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry at the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington. The court is hearing arguments in the case today, and there's more on the case from NPR's Nina Totenberg in just a few minutes. Starting in the new year, employers across Colorado will have to withhold money from workers' paychecks for Colorado's new family leave program. Tracy Marshall directs the program.
Unless you're self-employed or have a one-person operation, then this will impact your business.
Employees will have to pay up to 0.45% of their wages into the program, which will go toward paid leave for private sector employees in 2024. CU Denver faculty and staff want answers about the university's $12 million budget shortfall. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The university has asked school departments and colleges to plan for 3% reductions for the next fiscal year. Already, course selections are being cut, class size caps are increasing, and open positions are not being filled. Associate Professor Marty Otañez.
The current mood is bleak. People are concerned. There's a lot of anxiety.
Faculty and staff are calling for more transparency and a freeze to the cuts until they can give input. University officials say the shortfall is because of drops in student enrollment, inflation, and the higher costs of doing business. Jenny Brundin,